countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Without clean water and air, you cannot maximize your health. MMS, or Miracle Mineral Solution Drops, can purify your water, and when mixed with citric acid, the chemical properties change and becomes a powerful water disinfectant. H2O Air Water Americas also has alkaline water ionizers, water filtration units, UV light purifiers, and whole room air purifiers, and provides free shipping within the continental U.S. on most items. In an effort to protect your right to get well, H2O Air Water Americas is a private healthcare membership association. You can find out more at their website at H2OAirWaterAmericas.com. That's H2OAirWaterAmericas.com.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 11, 2013. Saints, the world is in turmoil, and most just don't realize that we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And of course, in case of emergency, because I am here for you, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. And you folks that use the internet, I don't realize a lot of you folks, like my buddy Junior, I ran into after a whole bunch of years. And I asked him, I said, well, hey, I'm on radio. You want to listen to me? And I showed him, and he said, no, I don't do internet. And he said, well, I don't have a satellite. And so he doesn't listen to radio or do anything on the internet. He does not have a cell phone. He just uses an old phone. And, you know, he's a truck driver, but he doesn't have anything good with those electronics. A lot of you are that way. And so if you need to call me for anything, you can do it. But you other folks, you can always find the updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, which is at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And by the way, you can go to iTunes and use your cell phones or iPads and all those wonderful things, and you can find us on iTunes out there. And you can also find my podcast. But go to prophecyhour.com, and you can find out all that information right there. Now, our program will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will. And please give us all ears and wish to hear the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, our guest tonight, Tom Curry, was on with us before. That was back in November of 2012. At that time, he spoke about the trouble with Islam as what he called the threat of evil going all the way back to Genesis. Tom is a minister and co-founder of the Church of God Ministries International. He's been an ordained minister for 20 years. Some of his responsibilities are to serve as director of operations. He writes a monthly newsletter for the mailing list, produces a quarterly magazine for the church, and he also produces sermons, Bible studies. And the Church of God International has ministers and small congregations scattered around the United States, Canada, Trinidad, and Kenya. So if you folks out there are really not familiar with them, you should look them up online. We'll have him give the website in a little bit. But they are Sabbath keepers and biblical holy day keepers. So they keep the feast of the Lord. Tonight, Tom wanted to come back on with me to give a warning. In fact, he did a three-part series on it, and he called the series America Sold Out. Well, without further ado, let's bring on Tom. Are you there with me, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Dan. Exciting! It's really exciting to be back with you again.
Yeah, I'm always excited. Every time I do a program on live talk radio, I get excited. You know, it's just energy. But, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there that listen to us. And, you know, our listening audience is clear into China and all over the world. It still amazes me, Tom, how I can look at IP addresses now on a Google map at my podcast site where I put these after live radio and see the all the places around the world that are listening to our programs.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you do a valuable service right now, because there's not a lot of places you can go to get the truth, to going out, the warning messages like you're doing. And it's going to be harder and harder to find as time goes on. And people really need to look to the efforts of what you're doing and understand how important it is and how valuable. I was listening to your intro, and we are. I mean, when you look at the economy, you look at the nation and where we're going, we're in bad shape right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're sure not to, and the I'll call it the liberal media, but it's the mainstream media is just not telling us the truth. They're spewing out whatever Washington wants us to hear.
Oh, the lies that are coming out. And I tell you why I really wanted to be able to share some of this information, because even the people who are in God's churches, the Messianic churches, our churches that we have, they're always trying to find out what's the information that's going out. And I'll go to church on Sabbath, and people will contact me, and they'll say, well, it sounds like we're doing much better in our nation. And I look at them, and I'm saying, where are you getting your information from? And I'll tell you the spin, just to give you one example right now. Excuse me. Last Friday, I was watching the jobs report, and normally the first Thursday or the first Friday after the following month, they will give you an update on where the economy is as far as job goes. And the government put a spin on how they were taunting that we had increased by 88,000 new jobs. And they were saying that that was how great that really was. But the truth was, is that almost 600,000 people dropped out of the workforce in 1 month. Just 1 month.
Yeah.
And so when they touted, well, we got 88,000 new jobs and the unemployment dropped from 7.7 to 7.6%, what they didn't tell you, and when the people would listen to that news, they run around saying, no, everything's getting better, is that we have the lowest per workforce of the people in America since May of 1979.
Wow.
I mean, we've gone back in 40 years. We're back to where we were 40 years ago, and the unemployment is at its highest level in reality than we have been in, since that time.
Yeah, that's really amazing how bad it is. They give you. I don't like where they get their numbers. You know, they say, well, they base it on how many people file for unemployment insurance. Well, hey, I know a lot of guys that just, you know, they look for work, but they, you know, they don't like the unemployment office. They don't want to have to go to all their different job places. They do want to look for a job, and they do eventually find work, but they don't like all the regulations that go along with it. So there's a lot of people that aren't on unemployment, so that part's not there. And then you have the people that, you know, have just dropped out of the workforce and, you know, no longer have unemployment, but they're still out there, and a bunch of them are getting government benefits from what I hear.
Oh, yeah, the government benefits and the entitlements are up higher than they have ever been. Now, do you know that the report, now the figures that I give when I do these type of messages and sermons, we try to put them in light of prophecy and what's going on in the Bible to try to put everything together. And where we are at right now, the entitlements, the government themselves say by the year 2016 that they will be spending $3 trillion a year in entitlements.
That's not sustainable.
Product.
Yeah, that's not sustainable. We are Greece in disguise.
Yeah, we've been greased, all right.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. You know, those guys, you know, they just, to save themselves, what was that, Cyprus? And they took all the money out of the banks, and, you know, a lot of them were Russians. I hear Russian rich people, and not to down Russian rich people. And, by the way, hello to all you folks that are listening in Russia, because I've noticed that I do have a lot of listeners in Russia also. But anyway, and I hope that any of you folks that are listening to me tonight or in the archives aren't one of those that lost money. But having said that, America is not far from that. I mean, you know, people trust banks. That's just not where it's at. Well, they'll seize them here just like they did there, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that time will come. It's happened before, and it'll happen again, especially if in the environment gets into a chaotic state that they have to protect the whole system from collapsing, like it almost did in 2008. But you know that the government right now already has its hands. And I believe it was put through in the Obamacare plan, which has nothing to do with it, but with health, is that, well, Cyprus, what they did is they began to tax your assets, right? So as you make money here, you get taxed, but normally your assets, once you have your assets, they're not taxed unless you die. But
right.
Now the government has found a way that if you have your house and you want to sell it, I believe it is in 2013 or 2014, is that the government will tax you now when you sell it. I believe, I don't know what the percentage was. It was 3%, 6%, but it was like it was almost $6,000 on almost every $100,000 or every $200,000. So in essence, what the government did when they passed the Obamacare, they put in a clause so that now the government has in your pocket your assets. They have just become part owner with you, and when you sell that home, they're going to take their money right up front before you get your check.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in essence, the same thing what Cyprus has done is being done right here in the United States and is going under the table that nobody knows about.
Yeah, absolutely. If they read, you know, we didn't get a chance to read Obamacare, and the senators that signed it didn't read it, or like Pelosi said, we have to sign it to see what's in it. That should have been enough to make a person say, wait a minute, hold it, something's wrong here, you know? And they're still writing an ad on it. But, you know, every day I hear of some new hidden tax in it or cost, insurance rates going up where they're supposed to go down. Looking at that and looking at everything that Obama's doing, it honestly looks like the guy is determined to destroy America. But you wouldn't think that when you see him in these concerts and stuff on TV, huh?
No, whether he's determined to or not, he's doing a pretty good job at it. Our nation is going downhill. It's not just him, and in fact, that was part of the reason that I did part two of the sermon series. I called it the Embarkation of America, and I used the date November 6, 2012, which was the election day. And the problem was that I took that sermon and to take a political issue and make it non-political, is to take it out of the hands of politics and understand the reason Obama got back in was because of the people's mentality. In other words, you can't get in unless the people agree that that's the way they want to go.
Right. Absolutely.
And so this nation is just headlong into the get-for-me mentality, and it's destroying our nation. And Obama is giving them everything they want.
Well, absolutely, and I've long said that. You know, people, I have some Christians complain and different things they say, but you look at, you know, our leaders are who we elect and put in an office is a reflection of what is there in the society. And, you know, I do believe, and I have believed, that there's more Christians or, you know, believers than there are of the other side. But then, you know, after praying about it and thinking about it, a big percentage of the people out there that call themselves Christian, I know you know this, don't know how to act as a real Christian should. So therefore, they don't know the point of morality. They don't have the commandments taught to them. They don't have the things that you and I keep. And so therefore, that sets them up to be acceptable for these things. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, your point is exactly what I did with part one of the series, is that I went through that from the founding of our nation, and I used a lot of the quotes from our founding fathers, and, mm-hmm. and every one of them were built upon the strength of this nation, built on the morality of right and wrong.
Absolutely.
And that's why one of the reasons why we can't get out of the mess that we're into now is that we continue to bring on the penalty for sin, and people don't want to talk about that. And heaven forbid anybody talk about repentance. They will drown out of this nation.
Yeah, absolutely. What's repent? You know, hey, look, all we got to do, if you didn't know it, Tom, if we weren't saved, we can go to the local church, one of these Christian churches, and I'm not hanging it on them, but we can go in there and say, hey, we accept Jesus in our heart, and they'll say, great, you're saved, and that's it. And, mm-hmm. you know,
that's right.
But there's much more to it than that.
I listened to one of the biggest preachers in America. He's got a stadium of 40,000-50,000 people, and I saw the other day, just flipping around, he said, repeat this prayer after me. It couldn't have been 10 seconds. He says, okay, you've been saved. I said, well, if that's all that needs to be done, I just turn around, I'd go back my merry way, and next Sunday I'll come do it again.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, the prayer couldn't have took 10 seconds.
There's a lot.
I get fanatical when I hear stuff like that because it upsets me, and that's the reason for the messages I wanted to give, because the nation doesn't understand what it's bringing on itself. And there are people that's out there, and I know the word, God's word says there's going to be an innumerable multitude of people coming out of a tribulation, and so we're going to be going downhill, and so all of God's people need to stand up while we have the opportunity right now and get ready for what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if Pastor Dan, if they don't do that, man, there's no chance. And then God's going to hold you, He's going to hold me, and all the pastors in this nation accountable when they don't stand up and preach what God says of what's coming on this nation for the way we live.
Well, I don't know about you, but I sure am preaching the commandments of the Father. I'll tell you that, and I am pointing to it, and you are too, because you're on my radio program, brother.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I tell you, that's why I said when I heard it at the beginning, because I know you live what you preach. I mean,
yeah,
you should. I mean, I talked to you one time and said, "How in the world do you give out a cell phone online?" That's faith alone.
Well, I go, it's like this. I go, folks, for in case of emergency, my cell phone is 316-619-4886. But you know what? I mention you often. I say, well, this previous guest told me that I gave up my right to privacy when I did that. But, you know, I'm here for them. I live my life. What I'm here on radio, if you ran into me in the street, I'm the same person. You know, I don't change. I don't hang up my pastor's hat at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or, you know, my radio hat, you know, at 8 when I get done with this program. I'm this way all the time. This is the way I live my life. But we're talking about the morality of the United States. You know, if they could just turn them, let's say if they could just take one sin, let's say make everybody do everything honestly, you know how much money that would save in this country?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you would need locks. You would need the security. There's just the trillions of dollars that's invested just to protect it. You know, you would need the cameras in stores for all the people going in through and pilfering everything coming out of stores.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, you're right. That's the commandments alone.
Right. If you take the Ten Commandments, you know, I wear a thing around my neck that it has a. I got it from Israel, and I don't know exactly what the deal is, but the Ten Commandments are in the middle, and there's two lions on it, and I got it from Israel, and it represents the covenant, the Ten Commandments. That people just don't realize that is the covenant. We are to keep those commandments. They think that they're all done away with. In fact, I had a guy send me an email tonight and was talking about how, you know, he called it Hebrew Roots people. He doesn't realize that other people have been talking about this before there was a Hebrew Roots movement, that we are to keep the commandments. We just, and he says, oh, it's all spiritual. We just got to believe in Jesus, just like me and you was talking about. He don't get it. He's in for a rude awakening.
Oh, yeah. When people begin to spiritualize the laws of God away, they've missed the boat. And they open the door for Satan to come in and to deceive them.
Well, what do you say to the person? Listen, and here's a question, and I'll let you answer it. And let's see what the time clock says. Okay, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes for you to answer it. What do you say to the guy that comes up to you and says, well, it's the word says if they repent and turn away, then God will save our nation. Well, how much repentance do they have to have? Can America do that?
I would, you know, if you have to use the scripture, you say, well, of course Nineveh repented. Of course, everybody in there. But that would mean to repent means to turn around and go another direction. It's just not feeling sorry for what they were. And I don't think this nation is going to do that. You know, can it do it? Well, absolutely. But the problem is, no one, as soon as a person raises his head to speak of what is right, what is godly, and what is profitable, I mean, immediately it shut down. And so
yeah.
I don't think the nation is going to do it. And I'll tell you why, because I think that election last year proved to us that this nation wants to continue to go the same route it's been going. For example, in 2000 to 2004, we began to see a shifting in political positions as far as what party they were in by moral issues. So if I was a person who was a Republican and he believed in the gay rights and he believed in abortion, well, they began to shift into a Democratic Party and vice versa. So in 2004, we began to see the shifting so that the politics no longer involved just politics. It involved the moral issues of this nation. Now, the nation could get away with it and say, well, in 2008, we really didn't know what we were getting. We voted for change, but we really didn't know what the change was because, to be honest with you, the change never was spelled out. But in 2012, America knew what the change was, and they had in their hands an opportunity to go into another direction, and it didn't. It chose to go down the same path it's been going.
Absolutely. And, folks, so that's what we mean, you know, and I'm going to ask you for your website here in a second because we're getting ready to go to break. But, folks, in order for this to be scriptural and the nation would, the whole nation, all of Nineveh repented, not part of it, but all of it repented, including its leaders, and turned away from its ways. And you know what? That'll even work for a little while. Later on, they were destroyed. But where's, you know, so where is the Church of God Ministries International found at?
Okay, they can go online, Pastor Dan, at www.thecogmi. That's the Church of God Ministries International.org. thecogmi.org.
Okay. Well, there's a lot. What's all over there? You got a couple minutes. Tell them what they can find over there.
Oh, wow. We have a lot of information. We have all the different pastors and the guest speakers we have with us. They have a listing of those pages. We keep online up-to-date news events in the Middle East and events that's going on around the world. My brother handles the website for us, does a really great job. And we average about 500,000 people a year through our website.
Well, amen.
The local churches are, the local churches are, in as far as that end of it goes, we have hundreds and hundreds of articles and materials and stuff.
Well, we got to go. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Sorry for the interruption. We'll be right back, folks.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
To Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Please remember tonight to pray about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And now, folks, for the next 26 seconds, I'm not going to say anything. To America. So another abortion just happened while I was waiting for those 26 seconds. This is just another one of the abominations against women and children in this country. We're seeing more and more women in the street every day. We're moving fast towards trying to get the Women's Overflow Shelter open. We have 20 women or more waiting to get inside. Tuesday, I talked with a police officer when I was picking up people at our mission church. He wanted me to know about a thing called the HOT team. See, I guess that there's a new team of police officers that instead of trying to put homeless people in jail, he's trying to hook them up with services. And so we talked a little bit, and I told him of the new Woman's Overflow and when it was going to be open. We needed to get it remodeled, but he said that what we were doing was a missing link in Wichita because there isn't a nighttime emergency shelter that they have found that will take a female. In later conversation, he said all women's shelters are mostly full. Every time he calls them, even if they were not, they will not let them in at night. They have to make an appointment and see if they meet the requirements of their programs. So we're trying to do what no one else in Wichita is doing. We need help. This is a righteous thing to get behind. We need to raise a few thousand dollars to get started, but the final goal is probably going to be around $16,000 or $17,000, as we need to buy bunk beds, put in a heating system, one that's up to date, paint and clean, where you get the picture. Once open, I know from after talking to this police officer and others, I know Wichita will support it and keep it running, but we must get it open first. I have the keys. I already have the keys on my keychain to the donated fourplex right now. Any amount of donation will help. Many of the women hitting the street are young people that cannot find jobs or came out of abusive households. You know, if a woman, after she hits the street, if she doesn't find a place to be within a week, something really bad happens to her. She either gets into human trafficking or she gets picked up by a predator or something, or a lot of times they just simply disappear. Beyond the woman's shelter, we also need your help for the mission church. So many count on us for food, clothing, Bibles, prayers, healings. Well, that list goes on, and we have a radio program to do tonight, so I just can't keep talking. And just as the list goes on and on, the people keep coming on and on, more and more. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love is the first answer. Treated as family is the second. And beyond that, we really have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the rule. Then if we have what we give it to them, not we try to pray it in. This is why the agencies tell our employees about the Father's Church. You see, when guidance stop helping, they send them to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place
that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many. Folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from your heart. Folks, we do minister to the poorest of the poor, so they can't, as a normal church, you know, supports those works. Our church is to the poor, or our assembly, and so they can't do the thing, give us the money for these needs. Anyway, you can donate online by mailing a check or money order, or you can find this information at prophecyhour.com. You can find that information at prophecyhour.com. Or if you'd be, like I talked earlier, I said, if you need anything out of me, you can call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And now we're back, if he's still hanging around there, with Tom Carey. Are you there, Tom?
Oh, yes, we're still here.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm still glad to have you. Every 26 seconds there's another abortion in America. I look at those as sacrifices to the devil. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. I never quite looked at it as sacrifices to the devil. I know it's sacrifices by a demonic spirit, for sure. But certainly, they're not giving them to God. You're taking them away, so I wouldn't have a problem with saying that at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's a shame that they're going to sit there and talk about the animal rights and how to take care of a puppy, and every 26 seconds they'll kill a human being.
Yeah, it's just horrendous. And part of the reason I threw it out there is because it goes along with the subject that we were talking about before we went to break, about people, having to repent. Well, that's one of the largest things that this country would have to repent of and turn away from is all the killing of the innocents.
Absolutely. The killing of the innocents. Yeah, that's... And it seems to me today that more and more freedom is put in that direction rather than trying to stop it.
Yeah,
When you think about those things, Pastor Dan, it's just like your heart just sinks because you can't understand the mentality of a nation who chooses to live that lifestyle. And now, even did you notice last week when the courts agreed to give the abortion pill the next night to even children under 17 years of age without. Yeah, it's so they can take it the next day, and so in case they did get pregnant through whatever actions they had, they can just wipe out the baby there before it even gets started. And now they can give it to anybody at any age.
So isn't that saying, if the child thinks, well, it must be okay, they're giving me the pill to kill the child, so here you have a child that, you know, maybe hasn't, you know, went to church or whatever, and trying to figure out morality on their own, and they see the government saying, well, it's okay, you can have sex because here's a pill to take care of it. That's just horrendous, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, in that series that I did, the very first one, when I talked about the financial picture of our nation, I went through some of those statistics of what the nation is going through and why we're in such bad shape financially. And the people don't realize that all those things add to broken homes, broken marriages, and the cost, not just in the moral issues, but in the financial picture of the broken homes and the children who are born in single-parent homes, with the increase in suicide and the increase in the mental problems that they go through. Every one of those conditions can be contributed going back to the removal of the moral issues that are founded by the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And today you can't discuss the Bible.
Let me enlighten the people for a moment. Folks, what we're talking about with Tom, if you didn't get on the first part, he wrote a three-part, this is a DVD series, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
He did a three-part series called America Sold Out, and that's what we're talking about now, and he's enlightening us in what all is in this. And so is this something that just, you know, like somebody's listening to on the radio says, well, I'd like to see that. Could they get a copy of it somehow?
Yeah, Pastor Dan. They can just simply go to the website at thecogmi.org, and it's on there. It's absolutely free, and they can just fill in a form, write to us, and we'll send it to them. It's really important that, because the people don't understand what they're in the middle of right now, and we need to help educate the people in all walks of life to prepare for what's going on. Because I honestly believe that we're in that state, like the duality of prophecy where you talk about Israel leaving Egypt. Well, we understand from Scripture, I mean, there's no doubt, and almost everybody understands that going into the Promised Land was the forerunner of us going to the millennial reign with Christ and moving into that Promised Land. But what nobody's talking about is the duality of going into a bondage captivity or a bondage situation is what we're moving into in this nation right now. And there was the 7 years of prosperity, and there was the 7 years of lean. And I really think that what we're going through now are the warning messages for anybody who's going to take heed to begin storing up and preparing. And what I'm talking about storing up is get your house in order. Focus on where you're heading to with God. Put him first in your life so that God can bless you so that when the 7 years of lean hit, because I think we're somewhere in the middle of that parallel right now. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but everybody I talk to is in worse financial shape than they were a year ago and a year before that and the year before that. And we're being drained. And so I try to put as much emphasis on how to educate the people on the principles that bring about prosperity spiritually and financially to help balance your life to get prepared for the problems that are coming. And one of them is get out of debt. If you're not out of debt now, do everything you can right now to start getting out of debt. Because it's coming.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
I would say that's number one. Quit borrowing. Don't buy it unless you absolutely need it. If the car that you're driving is still drivable, you know what I mean? There's no sense in going into debt for a new car. Pay off that one if it isn't pay off. Pay off your house, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. You know, after Hurricane Katrina down here, when everything was in such devastation, we got our insurance money to fix our house because, you know, we went through some damages too. We fixed up the outside of the house and sealed it up to keep it protected, but we didn't put anything on the inside. We took all the rest of the money to begin paying off all the bills, and then when all that was done, then we began fixing up our home on the inside because I don't know how much longer we've got. If God decides to pull the plug, I mean, this nation can go down in a day. And this whole world is so intertwined now that it wouldn't take a whole lot to just lock up. And you'll see our banks begin to close up and protect their interest, and you won't have anything. So we need to keep working on that. And the whole key behind the whole thing is to focus on the spiritual intent on how God wants us to live.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his people, I was talking about this earlier today with Stan Johnson. We did a radio program, and we were talking about how, you know, people of God, you know, he chastises and tries to mend us to go to be his way so that we can be with him. Too many oftentimes you see people of the world just seem to be sailing right through it. But that's because I believe they don't have God's chastisement on them. And because it says he chastises those he loves.
That's right. That's right. And I think God wants us to focus on what's really important in life and not on the riches of this world. And so he keeps those balances. You know, I had someone ask me years ago when I was delivering a sermon afterwards, and they said, you know, God didn't want me to lose my house or lose all these things that he had. And I thought about that. And I said, you know, eventually I come to the understanding is, yes, he does. If that's what it's going to take to get you into his kingdom, yeah, he does want you to lose a house. He wants you to lose anything that's holding you back from serving him so that you can be with him in his kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were taught in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Exodus 20, the commandments. And, you know, the tables are at our place, we put the tables in a horseshoe shape, and I'm down the middle, and everybody's allowed to interject and talk. And, you know, it took us about a total of about 6 or 7 hours to get through the Ten Commandments, because we talked about the importance of each one of them and how much it, how it applied to us today. And so many people just don't get it, you know, when it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, you know, anything can be, anything that you put between you and God can become a god before you. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, that if, can if be,
any,
and so folks,
any asset you that, have, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, any asset you have that takes a priority over your love of God and obedience to God becomes your idol.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and folks, that can be your house, your car, or brace yourself for this one, your wife, your children. You have to put him first. You know, of course your family becomes second, but you have to love the Lord. You have to love your father and his son more than you love anything else or any other person. And he loves you. And like Tom here was saying, folks, that, you know, well, he was talking to a guy that lost his house. Well, you know, that's right. I deal with people, Tom, and I deal with people at the lowest points in their life. And I've seen many of these people, once they repent and they turn away from their ways and realize what it was that got them there, then, you know, they start to gain back immediately. But the father kept taking things away from them until he got their attention. And so he broke them, not because he hated them, but because he loved them, and he wants them to be with us, and you know, when Yeshua returns. That's what it's all about. It's not about this world. Isn't it about that world?
Yeah, and what better example do we have than Job? Look what God did with Job. Then Job finally realized what he thought he knew, he didn't really know. He really knew about God, but he just didn't really know God. And
yeah,
it took taking all those blessings away from him to finally realize what was important to him, and then God was able to restore him because he could handle the blessings and not lose sight of what was important.
Well, I have listed here that something you sent me, and it says, the prophecy of I will appoint terror over you, the financial cost on America, Leviticus 26:16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
actually, that's going to be the part three in the series. Is that it's kind of ironic. There's actually a very narrow translation of understanding. There's also a very broad translation. Is that terror is a literal translation? Is believe it or not, is Hamas. Okay, I will appoint Hamas over you. So it's kind of interesting when you look at
really?
The Middle East. You can go back and you find the Hebrew root word, and one of the words used for terror is Hamas.
Wow.
And so when you look at the Palestinians, they're right next door to Israel, in modern-day Israel today, and the Jews. And when God says that he will appoint terror, there they are. Hamas is,
right.
is actually the ruling class right next door, and that points terror into Israel, shooting those missiles constantly over into Israel, because I think it's slowed down a little bit right now because they got their way with the UN. But on a larger scale, since 2011, the United States has spent to combat terror, because in other words, in Leviticus 26, it's telling you about if you're disobedient and you continue to go in a certain direction against God, he said he will appoint terror over us. And since 2011, we have been inundated with terror from without and from within, and have spent over trillions of dollars to combat the terror.
Yeah,
every time we turn around, there's billions and billions of dollars going out to fight it.
Well, not only the billions of dollars that's gone over to fight it, America has fundamentally changed in so many different ways. Like the our privacy and so on and so forth, and you know what? After they hit 9/11, you know, the Muslims hit 9/11. It seems like they must have won, because if you go around America, they're promoting Islam in the schools and all kinds of sorts of things. But yet, you can't even speak about God or Christianity, you get arrested.
You know, they won. In fact, right after 9/11, instead of standing up for God and uniting, it was one of the first times they allowed the Muslim the preachers in to speak to our nation after 9/11, because we didn't want to offend anybody. And so by not offending them, then we put aside our God, and they have gotten above us. And that's one of the things in Deuteronomy. It says that the sojourner, or the stranger which is among you, will get very high above us, and you will be brought very low. Now, we're there. We are absolutely there now. When you talk about prophecy, it's not prophecy no more. It's a fulfillment of where we're at right now. It's in our schools.
Yeah,
it's in our government. It's in the White House.
We're living it. Absolutely. I agree totally, Tom. We are living it, and that's what people need to wake up to. And so does your series really, does it point that out, that we are in it now, that we need to do change?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, it may be too late for the nation as a whole, because, you know, when you look at Psalms 11, it says in Psalms 11, it says, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow, and they make ready the arrow upon a string." And says that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. In other words, when Satan knows he has but a short time, which is another prophetic prophecy, when he knows he has a short time because Christ is coming back, well, who's he going after? He's going after God's elect. And so Satan knows that as your light goes on, if God's inside of you, if you have Christ, the Messiah, inside you with his spirit, there's a light that goes on. And so Satan sees that light, and he will send everyone who's getting their bows right now, they're lining up, so that as soon as you stand up for the truth, I don't have to go attack the government. I don't have to attack the abortionists. I don't have to attack any of them. All I need to do is stand up for God Almighty. And you know what? They will find you. As it says here in Psalms, they will seek you out and try to destroy you. Why? Because you're standing up for the eternal. And that's what we need to do. You don't have to go find anybody. They will find you.
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. You know, we've used up most of our time. We've got about a minute and a half left. Final thoughts, and tell them where they can get this DVD set again.
Oh, yeah, please do. I mean, I think they'll find it really interesting. We've done exciting. I think it's an exciting job to help educate. If they'll go to the website at thecogmi.org, and just click on that button. It'll bring you to the form. Just fill it out. We'll send you the DVD, and there's no charge. It's absolutely free. No one will ever come back and ask you for money. So, I mean, our goal here is to educate and to put out God's word.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, that's one thing I've always enjoyed about God International is that, you know, you give away your materials. And so, amen, it's a good thing. Tom, I'm glad you came back on with me, and you come back on again.
I appreciate the opportunity, Pastor Dan. Well, you make it easy. I was sitting here holding my breath and biting my fingernails before we started.
I know. My phone call didn't help either, any. So.
No, you called on the other phone, and my heart stops. I said, oh, no, I did something wrong already.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love you, brother. Thanks for being on with me, but I'm going to have to tell you goodbye and shalom, because I got to say a couple words and get out of here myself.
God bless and love you, too. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
All right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that was Tom. And, you know, he's a real man of God. And like he says, you know, we're in it. You know, people keep waiting for the tribulation and the stuff to happen. They don't realize that we're in it. And that's because those of us that realize that read our Bibles and know what our Bible says, all of the book, not just part of the book. And you can find out. If you need to know anything, you can call me. We're doing some revamping on our website and everything. And pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. And pray about supporting the Woman's Shelter. We really need to get up a few $1,000. Any kind of money, even $2,000 or $3,000, would help us to where we can get some paint and, you know, hire a truck and get started hauling things out of there and making it better, you know. If you live in Wichita and you want to help, let me know. If you want to do some painting, let me know. You want to do some cleanup, let me know. If perhaps maybe you're our other place had electricity. I said I needed $10,000 to do electricity, and somebody donated the electrical. Well, right now we need a heating and air system on this, because it's very old-fashioned. It has wall furnaces in it, and they really need to be taken out. And we need to have one central control over the whole building, and there's no air in it right now. But it's still a nice building. It's made out of brick and everything. And but we need to get started. And also, pray I get some time to do, I need to do a business plan. Anybody wants to help promote any of those things, pray about it. And we are still looking for some live-in help. We have that free apartment still open, so pray about it. Maybe that apartment's meant for you. Anyway, well, okay, I guess it's time to get out of here. You must remember there is only one God. He is the Father. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. And don't be fooled. God's name is an Allah. I mean, the Muslim creed is that Allah has no son. He who denies the Son denies also the Father, and that is the spirit of Antichrist. So, you know, you need to pray for those people, pray that they see the truth. But now I'm getting out of here. All right. Oh, yeah, don't forget, always, always, always be a blessing to others. And I think I'm running out of wind a little bit, so time to go. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.